Monday the 29th of September, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yaakov Moskovich, Hachonas Rosh Hashanah.
The Torah in Siman Tov Pei Aleph brings down the dinim of Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Torah starts with Aloha that Nahagin is Amos, Gedoilim Uktanim, that the minig was that everyone fasted in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the Torah brings down a Moshe from the Medrash of the Melech, which had to go and was in the middle of taking in all the taxes, and he came into one of the countries which they weren't able to pay the taxes, so they decided to go out and appease him. So the first group went out quite fine, tried to appease him, and he gave off a third. The next stage came, the next group came out, wasn't so far out, and then he let them down the second third, until the last group came out just before he entered the country, and then he gave him the whole amount. And the Medrash says the same thing is the Rabban Shem comes Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to be Taveya for Klal Yisrael. So Erev Rosh Hashanah the Hagen is Amos and Rabban Shem is Moichel the Shlish of the Averis, the third of the Averis. Then the Asar Yom which means that it is between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, people fast again, and then the Rabban Shem is Moichel the second third, and then it comes to Yom Kippur where everybody fasts, and the Rabban Shem is Moichel the last third of the Averis. So there's a minute to fast, and the Choyret of Inyan of Hachana Leyum Rosh Hashanah Mitoich Pachad for the Yom Adin, and feeling and remembering the way we behaved all year round, and if the Rabban Shem will be Mematzah the Oymek Adin, as we say, Mi Yamed Lefanecho Badin, and therefore we fast and we try to appease the Rabban Shem this way. Then the Torah continues and it says, V'roichtsin u'mestaprin al pi ha-medrash. It's a mitzvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah to wash yourselves, u'mestaprin, and to prepare yourself with nice clothing towards the Yom Adin. And the Torah brings down, Umrav Simen, Ksif, ki mi goy godl, ashelo elekim krovim aylov, kashem elekayne bakov, achol tereini aylov, Rav Chanin v'Rav Shua Omrim. Where is there another nation like Klal Yisrael who knows of Yoshel Elekeo, Perish Min Hogov Adinov, he knows the Rabbi Nishlolim, they know how to appease the Rabbi Nishlolim, they know how to go about with him, and they know Shemin Hogov Shal Oilom, usually Odom Sheyesh Ledin, Loive Shechoyren, or Atik Shechoyren, Umagadl Zekonoi, Va'en Echoytach Tziparnov, a person who is awaiting for him a court case, and he is very worried about the outcome, wherever the matter is, then he wouldn't be busy beautifying himself and preparing himself in nice clothing, but rather he would walk around and would be busy looking for praklitim, for looking for ways to get out of the mishpat. Mashenkin Klal Yisroel, when they come before the Yom Adin, Einom Kain, Loivshem Levonim, and Mitzatfim Levonim, they dress the white clothing, they prepare themselves nicely, and Magalachim Zekeinim, and Machatchim Tzipanayim, Va'oichlim, V'shoisim, Esmeichim, V'Rosh Hashanah, Lepi Sheyoidin, Shakodesh Boruch Hu Yaseh Lehem Nes. The Klal Yisroel prepares for Rosh Hashanah with a gewaltige simcha, prepare themselves with nice clothing, with everything all around, in order to show, because we are, for sure, we Yoidin, we know that Rabban Shem is going to do us a mess. The Fichach, Nehagen esap elechabat be'erev Rosh Hashanah elahar b'etmonas b'Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah and Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is a time to show each other the happiness that we are convinced that we're going to go out zakei b'din. And the Torah is those, and become tshuva lemetzanan b'Rosh Hashanah. So this, here we see that's not the time really to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So mitzad echad we see that the Achon Eloyim Meruim tki ha-shoyfe, im itok ha-shoyfe b'e bo'om lo yechrodi, the whole Achon Eloyim Rosh Hashanah b'avzan, mitoch pachad ra'odah. And at the same time, we see that Klal Yisrael go to the Achon of Rosh Hashanah with a simcha liyaz betuchem sheyaitzim zakai bedin. So the Bach points out here on the Torah, Yash and Kasha. If our Achon of Rosh Hashanah is taka with such that we're so convinced that we're going to zakai bedin, then he asks why does it say in Aloha that we shouldn't be loivish big day argoman, big day rikma, which is the normal yom tov clothing. Which it should be any yom tov, the shalosh legonim, we put on big day simcha. If Rosh Hashanah is taka a time of simcha, and we're so convinced the yaitz and zakeh b'din, why don't we put on big day simcha? First of all, loivish levonim and mitzatim belevonim. So the Bach says an interesting nekuda. It says the emes, what megidav gan big day yom tov. It's about Emes Yom Tov. It's a Zman Simcha. Once we come Erev Rosh Hashanah, we start preparing for the Yom Tov, we're going with total Simcha. However, if we would go like any other Yom Tov, and there would be no sign that we are actually preparing and we are accepting that there is a Yom Adin, then no one would realize that the Simcha is that we're convinced that we're going to have a Zakah Adin. We'll push a thing that there's no, it's a Yom Tov like any other Yom Tov. And Maile, in order to make a Heker, in order to make a Simen, that we are aware that it's Be'etem a Yom Adin, and there is what to be worried about. Therefore, we don't put on the Big Day Yom Tov, Big Day Argoman, and Big Day Rikma. But Mitzat Sheini, we put on Mitzatim Levonim, the Oifim Levonim, and the Oichlim, the Shoichlim, the Smaichem, to show that even though we are aware that we are about to go into Yom Adin, we're still the Simcha because we're the Tiach Sheyait Zaka Bedin. And the preacher brings down the same Bach on the Esot. And the preacher is Mitzayim, Va'ein Masha Kesamti Lekamon, Sof Simen, Tufkit Pei Dalet. When it brings the Torah up, the Seder Tefillin Rosh Hashanah, and it comes to Hallel, that brings down the famous Medrash, that it's not a time, the Gemara, it's not a time to say Rosh Hashanah Hallel. The Omer Rabbi, Omer Omer Malach Hashem, Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Nei Ma Ein Omer Mitzrol Shira Lefanecha, Loi Rosh Hashanah, Loi Yom Kippurim. Omer Lahem, Efshani Yoshev Al Kisei Din, B'Sifre Chaim, B'Sifre Meisim, Lefonai Niftochen, Yisrael Yom Rashira. Is mashma from them that it's not a time to be besimcha, it's not a time to say shira. Faket, it's a time to walk around with a pachad meyom adin. So the priest asked, lechora, this is a contradiction to the way we trusted in Siman Tuf Kitay Aleph, lachon el rishonah daf be'etzem zamek total of simcha, and the only reason why we don't put on big day yom tiv is only to be a hacker that we are aware that it's coming yom adin. So the priest wants to learn an interesting shot, and he says that we find the same Kashan, the same answer from the Malach HaShoot and the Rebbeinu Shleilem on Shvisha Pesach. It came to Shvisha Pesach, we say only, we don't say Halal Sholem, why not? Because Klal Yisrael wanted to say, Malachim wanted to say Shira, and the Rebbeinu Shleilem says, Ma'asa Yodai Tovim Bayom, Ma'atem Omrim Shira? Now, Lechoy Reveh was the Pshat. Who are Tovim Bayom? The Mitzrim, the Rishon. It was the Pshat, it should be as Mansur, it should be as Mansur. Now the answer is, that the Rebbeinu Shleilem, even though when the Rebbeinu Shleilem is Meshalem L'Rishonim, there's a Tzav for the Rebbeinu Shleilem, because at the end of the day it's Masa Yodai, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shleilem feels that after the Malachim it's not an appropriate time not to say Shira. Zog the Prisha, very interesting, as the Be'etzem Vot Megedav Zem Shira. We, Klal Yisrael, HaCharedim Ledvar Hashem, we are convinced that we're going to go to Zakeh B'din, and we should say Halal. Not as them. There's obviously Rishonim, Bo'ilom, and these Rishonim are going to be written down the Sifrei Meisim, and on them the Rebbeinu Shleilem Zog Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Bayom, and therefore we don't say Shira, not because we are worried about our own, because we, Chas V'Shalom, we don't have enough Bitochen, or we're not convinced that we're going to Zaka Adin. No, but today we should have said Hallel and Tziga into the Yom Adin without any Pachad or the Akaponim complete simcha knowing that we're going to go out Zakeh B'din. The only problem is that the Rebbeinu Shleilem is mitzvah, anoisim rishonim, which don't do tshuva, and therefore we don't say halal. How is it the prishem? On the pashkas is the pshat nishtazoi. We all learn pshat in the Gemara is as the ma'aseh yodai, rishonim kippur is not a time to say halal, because it's not really a time where we sit and say shira v'shpochas for Rebbeinu Shleilem. No, we have to be mitzpalel and yore v'chored l'kartayim adin. We have to understand how do we understand the two of them together. Mitzad echod, we're going to the Yom Adin, Mitzapacha de Roda, Zerichlim Veroya de Meyon Bayecho, and Mitzad Shaini, Mitzapchim Melevonim, Mitzaprim, and Veroichlim Veshoyitim Esmeichim, Besimcha. Bechlal, the whole point of Klal Yisrael being so convinced, and before the Yom Adin, to start with the Zman Simcha, can Lechoyre sometimes go into the point of the Gemara says, Kalaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatram, and the Gemara says a very sharp loshon on it. Meile, Be'ezra Sofer, the whole raya is from Ezra Sofer, who was mispallel together with the Klal Yisrael, and after they did everything tshuva, and after they were all the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, when he saw Klal Yisrael was still ba'atzvot, and they weren't convinced that Rosh Hashanah mekabel their tefillos, so Ezra Sofer told them after Rosh Hashanah, after davening, Lechi ichli mashmanem v'shvim antakem, ki ched v'tashem u'me'udchem. So So I can understand if Rosh Hashanah, after all the tefillahs, when we finished being mispalel, we finished with the tkiyah shofar, with malchi zechon shofres, and then people would go on and put on yom tov clothes and start oichle mishoytem mitzmaichem, then it's not anymore betochem before the yom adin. It's supposed to be the betochem that after we've been mispalel, we've done our avodah, the Rosh Hashanah has accepted it. Or but to make an achone before the yom adin to start with simcha, how we can explain this? Then mitzad echad, we know that we're going towards the Yom Adin, and the Rebbeinu Shem is not a vatrim, and mitzad shayni, we're going with the Tramlit Simcha. The Seder HaYom brings down a very similar thing, and a very interesting shot. He brings down that Ve'etzim, the Achonah to Yom Nerom, for every Yid in himself, has to be Yoreh V'choreit, and brings down very stark of the Shoinus, the Klant, Medavtsigant, and the Yom Adin, with a Gevaltige Pachad. Now he says, that after all the Pachad, there's an Indian to put on big day Levonim and big day Yom Tov. He says, why? Laharois la'achirim et ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu ubefrat la'amim. That means like this. The Amim Asorim, we know that Haman HaRosha Bizman HaGezeira was walking around with a simcha that he knew that Klal Yisroel was over the Averis, and he was convinced that Mitzchai V'chas V'sholem Yisroel Kloya. And for that we have an Indian to show to others that we are convinced that there is a gewaltig ahavas Hashem Yisroch to Am Yisrael and a frat to the Goyim. So therefore, whatever we put on the Yom Tov clothing and whatever we do, lekovet Yom Tov mitzvah Simcha, is an exterior move just to show to others that we are the tiach, that we go, that we're convinced that the Rebbein Shlenim the Amos likes us and he wants roitzah b'tshivas Amoy. Or the mitzideinu alone, there's no asman for Simcha. Mitzideinu alone is asman for tshiva and asman for charoda. And this is the Seder HaYom. We can explain the forum bring in a robe, the whole hesber of how do we take go to the wood of Yom Adin with the Alat Phyllis and the Bain the Rabban Shem Zal Moichal and Averis, at the same time that we know how the previous year has gone past. And the Moshe is the Melech Bosse Bedom. We all bring down the Moshe the Melech Bosse Bedom, which the Torah brings down Taka on this Yodos, Yodin is Ophia Shel Alokair. When a person awaits a court case and he knows that his chances are very slim and he knows that there is no way really to go out, to get out of the consequences of whatever he's done. But when he comes in to the day of the court and he hears and he sees who the judge is, even if he gets, he knows the judge, he knows from before, or he's heard from others that this particular judge is tries to be lenient, tries to be more accommodating and tries to be more understanding, he's already mismala the simcha. Not necessarily because he's convinced that he's going to go at Zaka Badin, but the etzem knowledge of knowing that the shofet out there is an understanding person and is going to try as much as possible to ease whatever the punishment whatever he's going to have to give him, that alone brings a simcha. So therefore Klal Yisrael, by going to before the Rosh Hashanah, we're knowing Oifyo Shel Elokeo, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not a manish. Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not manish Klal Yisrael. All the toichacha that we see in the last few weeks in the parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu Parshas Nitzovim is trying to appease Klal Yisrael, is not the point where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is trying Chas V'Shalom to push away Klal Yisrael or to be manish them as a consequence. You did this and this and this, and therefore you now deserve this punishment. It's all va'afkam zos biyosem be'eretz avayim lema'atem leglega altem lechaloisom. The whole matter of any Yisurim and any Torah that comes down to Klal Yisrael is only in order to wake up the Yid, that he should remember who the Rabbein is, who is sending him all this, and he should vikashte misham et Hashem elokecho metzorso ki sidreshani b'chol avavcho b'chol nafshecho. It's the big chiddush of Parshas Tshiva b'Klal Yisrael. Roi ki dvoi alecho kol advorim ha'ele. Only after he's been warned many times by the Nevi'im and they never listened. But after all the klolos already come, when they see already everything before their eyes, and then they suddenly remind themselves and they suddenly decide to do tshuva, that the melech vosev adom, you say at this time it's too late. The warnings have been, you've had the chances, and now's the time to pay for your actions. But the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't say that. Is the whole matora, the whole goal of sending you all this, is only to wake you up. And the minute you wake up, you come closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Kana Shetishtern, as the Gemara, the Masechtos Gittin, learned last week in the Daf, about a husband who gave a get to his wife, and he made a t'nai in the get that she has to pay him up some money. Is there a machlekes in the Gemara if after he gave the get, so al pi halacha the get is chal, but the t'nai has to be mekuyem, and afterwards he goes and he says mechulim loch. He's trying to be meichel. Is there a machlekes in the Gemara whether the get can be chal or not? Rabbanon halten that the mechulim loch doesn't mean that she was mekayim the t'nai. It's always fine mitzad chayiv that she is now chayiv to him because he was mechayiv to her. He can say mechulim loch. But, and the condition of the get was only if she's going to give him, and she didn't give him, so there's no, the get can, is bottle. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, mechulim loch helps, and the get is kaim. Why? The Gemara explains what the machloikas between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Gemara the machloikas is whether it's Ura kamachavim or Lavocha kamachavim. What's the nafkimina? If his intention of telling, giving this condition to the woman was to be mitzah her, that she has to pay up from her pocket 200 zuz, then the fact that he says mechulim loch, the t'nai was not mekuyim, because she had to pay up. He wanted the get only to be chal with a condition that she is going to have tzar, she is going to have to pay up some money. So now he says mechulim loch, so now she doesn't have to pay up the money, but the get was only on the side that he was mitzah. But Rav Shimon Gamliel compares it to other t'noim which we find in Shas when a person makes a neder, but t'nai shebincho, and then he says, it's mekubel. Why is that? Because what did he want? He didn't want the person to pay up. He wanted this and this to get this and this amount out of this person, and he says the condition that if I get this amount, then I'll be to be nehenah from you, or in this case, the get, if he gets the 200 rules, he's asking that the get should be chal. But if he says afterwards mechulim loch, so he says, it's as if I've gotten already what I want. Once I've gotten what I want, then the get is being kind, the t'nai is being kind, and the get is a good get. The same point, we can see, that's the difference between a Melech Vosav Adom, a Mishpat Vosav Adom, and the Mishpat that we go in Yom Nerun before the Melech Malcham Lochem. A Mishpat Vosav Adom, when the consequences and the punishment the person has to pay for his actions, it's Litzi'ura Kamachavim. Why is that? A person was over on the was on the law, so there's a consequence. He has to go to prison. He has to do whatever it is in order to enforce the law. The way to enforce the law is by mitzah, when other people will see what the consequences is of being over al achoy kamelech. That will deter other people from being imitating and doing the same thing. So therefore, a mechila in that case wouldn't necessarily help. In order, because the matara of the whole oynish is l'tzi'ura, so that other people can see it. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Melech, the Mishpat that we go before Yom Nerun, is not l'tzi'ura kamachavim. And we see in the Torah the whole matara is l'avocha kamachavim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants Klal Yisrael to wake up and get closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If Klal Yisrael will wake up and get closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam without all the oynishim, if a person will do tshuva without all the oynishim, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has gotten what he wants, and there's no need in it. So the mechulim loch is the t'nai with mekayim. It's only chas v'sholem if a person was shakua b'avoinus and he didn't chap all the remozim, so he has to get all those oinshim. But the minute that he chaps himself and he realizes what the point is, uvikashvim isham et Hashem alekecho metzoso, is then metzoso kisav shenah b'chol avav v'chol avshecho. So therefore, kemtois that when we are convinced and that we're going to go out zakah b'din, because we understand that the point that Rabbeinu Shem wants of us is to be niskara to the Rabbeinu Shem. We're not chas v'sholem saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vatron. Okay, the Rebbeinu Shem is nishka vatron. Now the Rebbeinu Shem has got what he wanted. The Rebbeinu Shem wanted Klal Yisrael to get closer to him. And if we did it, then we got closer to him. The Sforim bring down the same the motion in order to explain it, that when a child took something out of the cupboard, takes out something, spills it all over himself, and the child is now all dirty. So the first thing is, the child is all worried about how the parents are going to react. They're going to react with chaos, they're going to be anxious, they're going to be consequences. So the child is going towards the parents and is trying to say, sorry, I didn't mean it, I'm not going to do it again, and so on. And the parents are moichel. But the idea that the child still needs to be washed down. So the fact that the child needs to be washed down, and it's not always so comfortable, so he has to can't wear the same nice clothing that he wore until now, or that he has to be washed down himself, that's not necessarily an oinish that shows that the consequence that the rabbi wants to be mamishim. For the etzla avere, the parents were moichlim. Now there's a point of going through a kibbutz in order to come clean to the rabbi shalom. The Mordechai brings down the same similar point. It explains in the Torah the nisach of Yom Naroim. Idvorcha ke'atzer lekim emes, idvorcha emes v'kayim la'ad. So the Bach brings down B'shem the Mordechai. What is the idvorcha emes v'kayim la'ad? It says that the Odom Rishon was the first person that did an avera, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to be done him. What the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said? Ki b'yom achol chamamani mois tomes. Comes Odom Rishon and he says he wants to do tshuva. What's the Rabbeinu Shem Gazuk? He gave him 930 years to live. He actually gave him 1,000 years to live. But 70 years, Odom Rishon gave him a tonne to do with a melech. So the Malachim said to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Klim Vatranat, how does it work? He said, Kli Yemachol Chumimenu, Mois Tomis, and now all of a sudden you're giving him such a long life. So the Rabbeinu Shem said, Shemo, I meant one of my yomim, ke'elef shenei ba'anecho ki'yom esmol. Who said I meant ke'yom achorach, a yom which is b'bos v'dom in this world, which is 24 hours? I meant a yom mitzad echad, the Rebbe Shem was not mevata. Yedavoch emes v'kayim la'ad. The man says, the Morishim then said, lo'oilom Hashem devoch ha'mitzvah b'ashemayim. The words of Hashem of the Rabbeinu Shalom stayed forever. Now the Rabbeinu Shalom translated it and tried words in a way that Odom Rishon was still able to live a long life and being a scarab to the Rabbeinu Shalom and become close to the Rabbeinu Shalom without actually the Rabbeinu Shalom becoming saying that Rabbeinu Shalom is a vatran. And that is the Medrash. Ki mi goy godoy la sheloy lekin krovim ha'elov kashem lekayne b'chom k'rayni ha'elov. What's the big godless? That we understand minahogay ba'ofya shel alokei, we understand what the point is of the Rabbeinu shel olam, and this is the godless goy godoil that we are so close to the Rabbeinu shel olam that we understand what the Rabbeinu shel olam wants, and b'chol kareini ha'elov, whatever massive we are, and however far we went away from the Rabbeinu shel olam, the minute that we be the massive b'chol kareini ha'elov, the Rabbeinu shel olam is prepared to take us back, and therefore we can understand as well. Why Menashe Melech Yisrael, the famous Gemara, that Menashe Melech Yisrael, who was over all the Averis and did Kol Averis Shebo'ilam, and even after the Melech Bovel already caught him and he put him into a copper pot onto the fire, he was still trying to get to the Avodah Zarah. In the end, when he saw nothing helped him, he turned to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Maluchim and everyone felt that there's no point, it doesn't come in such a tshuva for him. How can it be such a tshuva for him? He's obviously shown that he doesn't mean it. Only in the last minute, the last resort, when nothing else helped, he turned around to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Even then he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, it's not, I'm going to be mad for you, chas v'sholem, what he said in the Shana. But the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to be mekabel b'tshuva, so Rabbeinu Shalom was choyser chatiro metachas kisei kovet to be mekabel b'tshuva. Now how can we understand that? If Menashim Yisrael, in our mitzogim, abos v'dom, it doesn't make sense. How can the Rabbeinu Shalom accept tshuva? How can we say that this is Menashe Melech Yisrael meant to tshuva that it should be mekabel? If we go according, we understand that the matorah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is always only to bring us closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Menashe Melech Yisrael had to go all that far until he chapped the remez. But the minute he chapped the remez and he turned to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he gained what we needed. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam got what the goal was fulfilled, and then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was able to be choyter v'tira matar kisav achavod. Now then, Menashe Melech Yisrael wasn't able to live anymore. But the Gemara says, "Kolaporish menaminus miyav meis." There is a certain consequence that he can't live anymore. So Menashe Melech Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem was choyter chatiro that once he was nifter, he was able to go lechayo el mabo. But this is not the real tshuva that Rebbeinu Shem liked. And the Chassid Chassam Sofer says very interesting on last week's parsha. We see the Pen Yesh Bechem Poirish Hirish Belano. And he said, "Shalom yili ki b'shiris libi aylech," which is a very similar case to Menashe Melech Yisrael. He said, "It won't affect me. All the techochas of won't affect me." State in Prosik, "Lo yoyva Hashem se lo yachloi ki oz yesh an af Hashem mekenote b'ishahi." Right, the Chassam Sofer, if Menashe Melech Yisrael, the Rabbi Hashem at the end took on a tshiva, how can he say in the Torah, "Lo yoyva Hashem se lo yachloi"? Every yid, and the point when he turns to the Rabbi Hashem, the tshiva minis kabam. The Chassam Sofer very stark in a kudde. He says it doesn't say in the pasuk lo yislach lo yashem. Shvayt Yisrael Rebbeinu Shem is moichlem. Rebbeinu Shem will be moichlem. Now with them, he was an apikoyrus. So the only way he will do here his tshuva being a kabbal is miyad meis. This is not the type of tshuva that Rebbeinu Shem wants to be a kabbal. The Rebbeinu Shem wants a person to be come closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and to Chab the Remez that the Rebbe was trying to send them much early on, ki le sachbo it's b'moy samayeskin b'shuvah medarka v'choyo. So when it comes to such a point, the Pasuk says, lo yoyva Hashem saloyach lo, the Rebbe will not want to be saloyach. This is not the type of slicha that the Rebbe wants to give. It doesn't say that if he'll do tshuva, the Rebbe won't be mekabel. If he'll do tshuva, the Rebbe will be mekabel. Now this is not the type of slicha b'kapor that the Rebbe wants. And kind of this is chat ochad, we say, the first is slicha, Zeichelim v'royadim miyoyim b'yecho cholim kemavkiro me'evras masa'echo. So we compare our pachad of yemadin kemavkiro like a woman who's going towards having a child me'evras masa'echo. Now why doesn't we say cholim noitelomis or ekegoisis? Because what's the difference between a mavkiro and as someone is noitelomis? A mavkiro knows that be'ezras Hashem there's going to be a simcha. She knows that the matorah, that what she's going in for now, is that something good is going to come out. What's her pachad? She's got the pachad for what's going to happen on the way. That's the whole pachad. If Klal Yisrael go towards the Yom Adin, we're convinced and we know that the matorah is Toiv Hashem Lakol Barachma Lakol Ma'asov. And we go with God, Zakeh Badin, not because the Rebbein Shem is a Vatran, but that is the matorah the Rebbein Shem wants. Ki lo yisach v'et v'moyit ha'mayit ki v'shiveh medarka v'choyo, then our pachad is only what we're going to have to go through on the way. That's the cholim kemavkiro me'evras masa'echo. If that's the case, then we now have no stira between the chonah de Rosh Hashanah mitzach simcha that we're going to go out vadei zaka b'din and mitzach shayni the pachad b'snayim adin. The zaka is the b'din that we know is that we are convinced and we know that the minute that we will turn towards the Rebbeinu Shel Olam be'emes korev Hashem lechol koyrav lechoyla shikru be'emes, then the Rebbein Shem is going to turn at us. That's a simcha, that's the gewaltige simcha that we go towards Zakeh B'din. The pachad is much more what we're going to have to through the way, and the pachad is on our own in Masim. How long is it going to take us until we're going to chaf and until we're going to actually come in the Masim to be Yikru Ba'emes? But the rega that we will turn to the Rebbein Shem Ba'emes, the Rebbein Shem will definitely accept our tefillis. And this is Sai Berochnius and Begashmius, the one said that Shani Pshat, Korav Hashem Lechol Korav Lechoyla Shikruvu Be'emes. What is it? Who's not Korav Hashem Be'emes? Anybody who turns around to the Rebbein Hashem and says Rebbein Hashem Echdaf HaYishu is Korav Be'emes. So it's Korav Hashem Lechol Korav Lechoyla Shikruvu Be'emes. So the motion is that if I've got a problem at home and I'm calling a professional to come and fix some leak or something, and I call in the professional and I start telling him that I've got a big leak in the kitchen and I want him to do this and he should do this and he do that, I'm not really calling on his expertise. I'm calling him to do what I want. And if the person turns around to me and says to me, I'm sorry, you called me as my expertise, let me do it my way. I'll do it, I'll fix it for you. The Rebbeinu Shem, very often we have an own picture in our own mind what's good for us, what we feel we want to have, and we turn around to the Rebbeinu Shem and Mespala the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Mala Mishalat Lebeinu Letoiva, and give me this and give me that, I want this and I want that. He's not necessarily to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's asking the Rebbeinu Shem to do what I want. Korav Hashem Lechol Koirav, it doesn't say Lechol Hashem Yikra'u Be'emes, to anyone who calls Be'emes Lechol Hashem Yikra'u, to anyone who calls to him. If we turn around to the Rebbeinu Shem and we believe that Toiv Hashem Lakoiv Rachma Valkol Ma'asov, the Rebbeinu Shem is a Pesaya Chesedecho and Aspia Lechol Chai Rotzen, Ratzen Yirav Yaseh Veshavosam Yishma Veyishyam, the Rebbeinu Shem would definitely listen to all our tefillos. The Rebbeinu Shem knows what's good for us. And we turn around to the Rebbeinu Shem and we say, Ashe Beyodoy Nefesh Kol Choy Veruach Kol Besa Ish. And we're asking the Rebbeinu Shem to give us what he understands is good for us, but the Rebbeinu Shem helps him that we'll have right achona to him in the room, as the Gemara says, why do you say atachonain before Ashivenu? If a person has the good understanding of atachonain and he understands what the matorah, then he's automatically going to be mekarev himself to Rebbeinu Shem. Then it will be Ashivenu milu terosecho. It's only chas v'shalom if a person doesn't understand, then he needs to slach lonu and reinu b'aniyehdu with panenu and atlois v'alachatoz. But the Rebbeinu Shem helps when a person goes to the Rosh Hashanah with the right mind, with the right understanding, and the Rebbeinu Shem helps him, we should all be zeicher to aksiv achsim etoy v'nagid geben shtiwa, to shnaf geulah v'yishiyah.